Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you're here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to faith your day. Welcome in, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Last week, we experienced a rare phenomenon where a total solar eclipse occurred on April 8th. I decided to run with that theme today and also get a classic 1980s song stuck in your head for the day, because this devotional is titled Total Eclipse of the Heart. Do you remember that song? Some good old 1983 Bonnie Tyler. It's a good one. If you haven't heard it for a while, why not go break that out today on the Spotify, maybe on your commute, and drive yourself down memory lane. I want to start with our Faith Your Day declaration. And I don't know about you, but I've got this all memorized now. And every time I say it, I love it even more. Like, it is becoming a true mantra for me. And I find myself using it as a morning prayer on many occasions. Like, sometimes when I first wake up, my brain is just not fully processing information. And to just have something that I've got memorized starts me off on a really good foot. So let's do this together. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you, and I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So first off, I have a pretty crazy cool update for you. Remember last week when I was totally honest with you about how my download numbers are a bit of a roller coaster overall, and they have been down for the past several months overall? Well, get this. The evening before last week's episode went live, so Monday night, I went onto my hosting platform just to ensure everything was ready to go for Tuesday morning. And to my utter astonishment, I saw the line of my graph of downloads shoot up like a rocket. On that one day alone, I had more downloads than I have had over the past 2 months combined. And it was the most downloads by far that I've ever had in a single day over the entire past 3 years. That's odd, right? No, girl, that there is God reminding me that He is in control and, quote unquote, doing something here as He keeps whispering to my heart. And it made me so confident that I made the right decision at my crossroads. Like I said last week, I truly believe it's more about the obedience part, and God can do all of the crazy cool once He knows that we are just going to stay the course with Him. And I know that it is just one day, but it did give me so much hope for what he can do. And I wanted to share that with you because, I mean, I can't attribute it to, you know, people praying for me or people sharing this episode out or anything, because this happened before that last episode went live. So it was just God just reconfirming that he is all up in the details here. So back to eclipses. I don't know if any of you actually stood outside to watch the eclipse. Lots of people I know did. I personally didn't, as I was quite confident there would be some amazing pictures of it online that I could check out later. And I was right in that there are some awesome pictures floating around online right now. And it got me thinking about what an eclipse actually is. In the case of the most recent one, it was the moon's shadow, which when perfectly aligned with the sun, created the illusion that the sun was black in the center with a blazing ring around it. The novelty of seeing something so different in the sky is what causes people to gaze longer, which is what can permanently damage your eyes. However, the sun in its regular form is just so normal to us that nobody actually stares at it, but throw a circular shadow up against it and people are willing to risk going blind just to get a good look. So this, of course, led my brain to the classic 80s song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which flowed perfectly into our verse of the day. Things just kind of flow together sometimes. That's how it worked today. So let's dive into our verse, and then we are going to dig deeper to see how the state of our heart is often a great indicator of if you have blocked off the light of Jesus, or if that light is shining bright and becoming a regular part of your life. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." In this verse, God is delivering a message to the Israelites that will come to them through the prophet Ezekiel. This is in preface to him telling them that it will be his spirit that he puts into them. So we can clearly see that with this new spirit is what we now understand as God's Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And that is, in fact, what changes our heart. You receive a new heart in this transaction. God removes your heart of stone and gives you a heart of flesh. So what does a heart of stone look like? Well, I envision a heart of stone as being hard, unchanging, rigid, resistant, inflexible, unyielding. Regular rock doesn't allow much light to pass through it, right? So I also see a heart of stone as being dark and heavy and cold, sort of like the shadow that blocks out the sun in an eclipse. And a hard heart is not a happy heart. It is not light and airy and full of joy. A hard heart kind of just sits there. It doesn't feel or become moved by emotion. And although that all sounds quite awful, a heart of stone sounds pretty darn appealing to a lot of people. And how can that be? Well, a hard heart is very hard to break. It's resistant to fracture. And I'm sure you could rhyme off a few people in your life who are just so cold and unmoved by anything emotional that you wonder if they even have a heart at all. So how could this possibly be an option that somebody would choose? Well, I think it's because they don't always realize there is another option. And a hard heart feels like a safe option. After all, it's hard to scar, hurt, or cut through a heart of stone. A hard heart is less vulnerable, less exposed, and less fragile. And really, who wants to expose themselves to pain and hurt and loss? So why on earth would God want to remove that option from you and replace it instead with a heart of flesh? After all, flesh can be cut and torn and wounded and scarred and penetrated. Flesh has nerve endings that feel physically, but we know that our heart also feels emotionally as well. So why on earth would we want to make ourselves so vulnerable? Why would God make clear that a heart of flesh is the better option? Girl, have you been harboring a hard heart? Have you been so afraid to be hurt that you block yourself off from feeling? Have you been so heartbroken in the past that you have decided you will not let that happen again? Have you withdrawn yourself from any relationship that could result in loss by being so cold and distant that you won't even give it a chance? Is God offering you a heart of flesh, but you are simply too scared to take the risk? I have a theory on why he offers us a heart of flesh and offers it as the best option, as a replacement and an alternative to the heart of stone. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that a heart of flesh can heal. Think about human flesh. It can be torn and cut and bruised and burned and bloodied and broken, but then it starts to heal. Our bodies are auto-programmed to immediately suspend all other bodily functions to the bare minimum requirement in order to rush all focus and energy to any injured area. God has pre-programmed us on a biological level for healing. And with all healing, the results can scar. Visible reminders of the trauma endured. But trauma that has been covered now in new healed flesh and is no longer vulnerable and exposed in the way that it was at the time of injury. Scars are reminders of previous hurt. Scars don't go away because they are designed to serve as visible proof that God was at work in the hurt. You see, God doesn't offer us a heart of flesh with a promise of never hurting again, with a promise of never experiencing pain or loss or illness. He doesn't say that our new hearts are a bulletproof solution for all of our previous challenges. No, he simply offers us a heart of flesh in conjunction and in partnership with his spirit. And my sister, that combination, his spirit and a heart of flesh, can heal and can put the pieces back together and can bring beauty from what is broken. A heart of stone, when shattered, stays shattered in a million tiny little pieces that don't come back together unless softened and remolded. Consider this. All stone has a melting point. Like, I know that's hard to fathom, but typically somewhere between 900 and 1400 degrees Celsius, the mineral structures of stone, whatever the combination is, become pliable. And in order for broken stone to be put back together, incredible amounts of heat are required. It's possible, but requires very intentional effort. Someone would have to have access to that type of heat and be able to work with the pieces of stone to have them become pliable enough to fuse back together. It would be a major process, a big endeavor. But flesh, it begins to heal without us even being aware that the process has started. Anytime I've ever cut myself or burned myself or broken my skin, I have never had to panic about if it would actually ever heal. I just knew it would. I never had to intentionally tell my body, okay, it's time to start healing. There's an injury. It just happens because God has pre-programmed my body and yours to do just that. And my beautiful sister, we can learn so much here from what God is offering us in this little nuance. He wants to take your heart of stone and exchange it for one that he can maintain and keep healthy for you. Sure, a heart of flesh is sensitive, and emotionally that can be difficult. But a heart of flesh has the ability to become whole again, even if scars are present to serve as reminders. God is prepared to not only exchange your heart for one that is softer and gentler and more delicate and breakable, but also one that he can repair and grow, mold, and change. He wants to be the healer of your heart, the nurturer of your heart, and the one who stitches it back together every single time it is broken. A heart of stone hides the light, just like that eclipse. You see, your heart is designed to shine light, onto others. And your heart might be hardened right now for some very legitimate reasons. Life circumstances, past rough seasons, little perceived hope for the future, all of that can cause a hardened heart. You might be here due to a slew of things outside of your control. That hard heart might be a byproduct of years of tough times. The reality is, though, that you choose if you stay that way or if you will allow God to exchange it for a heart of flesh, to take that heart of stone and hand it to Him and say, God, you know, use your spirit to soften my heart. Use your spirit to give me a heart of flesh. Your past has led you here, but it doesn't have to keep you here and define your future. You get to choose. And trust me, a total eclipse of the heart, my friend, is best left in a 1980s song. My friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, if this resonated with you, share it out. You never know who it may help. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.